from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins Transit buses enter the electronic era this coming Monday with electronic fare boxes. You can still pay for your ride in cash, as well as a variety of ways with your cell phone. The city's director responsible for transit, Ken Curcell, says the boxes also provide important information.
We'll be able to get some really accurate data as to who's using the bus, when they're using the bus. And, you know, when you have data like that, it makes us have the ability to look at how we're offering the service to the public.
All the information about how the new fare boxes affect you is at timmins.ca. It might not be long before the former phosphate mine west of Kapuskasing is back in full production. President and CEO of Cap Minerals, Jeff Ivan, notes that since the parent company, Infracon Construction, bought the facility, two employees have been hired and a business plan is being put together.
We would like to ramp up as soon as possible if testing and everything is adequate. You know, our goal is to set up a processing facility to separate out the phosphate and rare earths, as mentioned, and possibly even refine other, you know, critical minerals such as titanium, etc.
The company also bought a processing facility in Matheson, and Ivan says a full evaluation will be done to see its potential. He adds agreements with the provincial government and Tequatagamo First Nation are also being worked on. At least 100 jobs could be created when the mine is in full operation. Well, depending on how you look at it, you can say that Jacques Tremblay of Chapleau ended 2024 with more than $300,000 added to his bank account, or began 2025 in that situation. He's the winner of the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation 50-50 draw for December. Tremblay and his wife Isabel plan to travel, help their kids financially, and maybe buy a side-by-side all-terrain vehicle. In Country 93.1 sports, the Elliott Lake Vikings have been granted a leave of absence from the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. Commissioner Robert Mazuka says it's because of ongoing delays with the opening of Rogers Arena, formerly Centennial Arena in Elliott Lake. The Vikings have had to call nearby Massey home for the past year, resulting in increased travel costs and not being able to skate and compete on home ice. The arena was to open this month, but ongoing structural and ground issues have pushed that back.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.